One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello. I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the crime club. I'm the librarian. Death never doubles. Yes, we have that story for you. Come right over. Here. Good. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The manuscript is on this shelf. Here it is. Death Never Doubles. The very exciting story of a past present that had no future. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. It was early evening, and Peter Woods, a young lawyer, was in his apartment getting dressed for his appointment with Hilda Ryan, his fiancée. He was not expecting a phone call, but when it came, he answered it as if it meant nothing at all. Then, 5 minutes and countless palpitations later...
Oh, sure, Mr. Jackson. Don't worry, Mr. Jackson, I'll be there. Yes, I know, not later than 7:45. Yes, I got the address. 1052 West 52nd Street. All right, Mr. Jackson. Thanks very much. Bye. Wow. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Oh.
Hello?
Hilda, honey.
Yes?
Oh, my sugar-coated Cupid doll. Guess what?
You're going to be late again. You're drunk.
I'm delirious. I just fell into a pot of gold.
Did you say gold?
Uh-huh. Mr. Jackson just phoned me. Steve Jackson.
Who's he?
Well, I don't know. But he's going to do a big operation and he needs a lawyer. He promised me $5,000.
Who recommended him to you?
Nobody. Just picked my name right out of the phone book.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Now, you know I've gotten several clients that way.
Did they pay you $5,000 fees?
Oh, Hilda, now look, I know it's a lot, but it isn't fantastic. After all...
Yes, honey. After all, he may be a nut with a bolt loose.
He sounded perfectly all right to me.
So do you, when you're not listening. What time will you pick me up?
What? Well, honey, I'm afraid I can't make it tonight.
Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, 7:45. And I gotta be on time.
Of course. Would he mind if you brought your secretary along?
Now, what's the idea, Hilda? You know I haven't got one.
Oh, but you have, darling. An amanuensis from now on. Who's going to keep an eye on her man?
Well, Pete?
Don't say it, Hilda. I couldn't stand it.
Are you sure Mr. Jackson said 1052 West 52nd Street?
Yes.
It wasn't West 57th Street?
No. I repeated the address to him. This is the place.
But there's no building here. Just a hole in the ground.
I don't get it. Why should anybody ask me... Wait a minute.
Why?
They're excavating here. That hole in the ground is where they're going to put a foundation of a building.
So? Anybody can see that.
All right. Now, suppose Steve Jackson is the guy... You know, the builder.
He'd have an office, Pete.
I'm going to find out. Come on.
Darling, can't we forget the whole thing?
There's a pool room on the second floor of this building next to the light.
Pete, I'd rather have dinner and go to the movies.
We'll go upstairs and we'll ask about Steve Jackson. Somebody ought to know him.
I'm not going.
What are you afraid of?
Trouble. And I think the sooner we get away...
Hey, you're blocking the doorway.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't see you.
I walk like a cat. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just go inside. Duke Masters.
What?
Pete, is he talking to you?
Gee, Duke, I didn't recognize you in this bad light. We wasn't expecting to see you for 6 months.
Now, look,
when did they let you out?
I'm Peter Woods, and I'm looking for Steve Jackson.
A new moniker, eh? Culture, too. Why, you're even talking like Park Avenue. Okay, maybe it's a good idea. We can all start from scratch. I'll change mine from Marty Green
Pete,
to...
Pete, shall we go now?
Wait a minute, sister. What's the rush?
Marty. Sister's name happens to be Hilda Ryan.
I'm tickled. Hey, Duke, what are you going to say to Trixie about this doll?
Trixie?
Yeah, she's still... Hey, what goes here?
Just a couple of the wrong people. Come on, Hilda.
Did you know I was working all night in a dump upstairs, or did you come here by accident?
Marty, now it's you who's blocking the doorway.
We ain't taking no double cross, Duke. We've been having hard times for the last year and a half.
Oh, that's too bad. What do you want me to do about it?
Okay, so you took the rap for all of us. Me, Flip Morgan, and the rest of them out. You got 2 to 5 years in Leavenworth, and we didn't. But you got caught, and we didn't.
Now, listen, Marty.
No, you listen. You got 200 grand soaked away someplace that's going to be split. You ain't setting yourself up as no millionaire on our dough.
Marty, when was the last time you were pushed through a wall?
Yeah. Okay, pal. But I'm telling Flip Morgan and Trixie I seen you.
Yeah, I do that little thing.
And, brother, if you got any real ideas about spending that dough yourself, you're going to give a big chunk of it to some undertaker.
Stop flipping that coin. You're driving me crazy.
Well, what are you so nervous about, Trixie?
I'm not nervous.
All right.
Will you stop it?
Sure. You want me to go home to my mother?
Don't be a dope. It's just that I'm...
Oh, yeah, sure, I know. You'd like to see something green for a change.
Flip.
Well, it's my sickness, too. Duke, the wise guy. He don't trust nobody. 200 grand stacked away, and we got a scratch till he gets out of stir.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen when he gets out.
Well, what's that?
He's got only 6 months to go, and leave it to Duke. He's behaving. Won't be 2 to 5 for him. He'll get the diploma at the end of 2.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I can't help it if I'm scared, Flip.
Ah, he's not going to do anything to you.
I promised I'd wait for him.
So what? You changed your mind.
He'll kill me.
You're crazy.
I know what I'm talking about. When Duke finds out, somebody hasn't tipped him off already.
Relax. Duke's a dying duck.
Huh?
Only he don't know it yet. Nobody's going to tell him.
What do you mean?
You learned how to do arithmetic, didn't you?
Flip.
Uh-huh. The more numbers you got to divide by, the less everybody gets.
You're going
to
kill him.
First, he brings the dough out of hiding. I got a brain that gives me 24-hour service.
But, Flip, suppose...
What for? The day Duke steps out of Leavenworth, he's going to have an escort with him all the way to New York. And by the time we swing up Broadway, he's going to be all talked out. And then we bury him. I'll get it, Fixie. Yep.
Hello, Flip.
Yep.
This is Marty. The Duke's out.
What?
Yeah, Duke Masters. I seen him.
Hey, now listen, Marty, if this is a gag...
I tell you, I seen him with my own eyes. I talked to him. And you should hear him, Flip. Like he went to college instead of Leavenworth.
Just a minute. Trixie.
Yeah?
Marty just saw the Duke in town.
What?
Yeah, what a break. 6 months ahead of time.
What are we going to do?
Same thing. All right, Marty. What else?
We're getting a double cross.
Hey?
Dude, the Duke says he ain't the Duke. He says he's a guy by the name of Peter Woods.
Go on.
And he's got some fancy dame with him, Hilda Ryan. A real cookie.
Peter Woods and Hilda Ryan, hey? Where are they now?
In the Bijou Club on 49th Street. Spending our dough.
Okay, Marty. Keep an eye on them.
But I gotta go to work.
Keep an eye on them and your working days will be over.
I didn't expect it, Flip. I never figured on time off for good behavior.
Give me the phone book, Trixie.
What are we going to do?
The phone book, baby. I want to take a look at the odds. I've got an idea they're going to favor a quick killing.
I can't help it, Pete. I've got to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Going haywire because somebody picked your name out of the phone book and offered you $5,000. Couldn't you smell a plot?
Can I help it if I look like Duke Masters?
You're a lawyer. You're supposed to be smart.
Hilda, you see any gangsters around?
And that name, Steve Jackson.
Yeah, it sure sounds like a phony.
And now... Oh, well, I'm going to the powder room.
All right.
And then you're going to take me to the movies.
All right.
I'll be back in a minute.
I missed you, Duke.
Huh?
Why didn't you let me know you were coming home?
Now, listen, Miss, whatever your name is, I want you and your gang to get one thing straight. I'm not Duke Masters.
So I heard. Is it on account of that girl?
No, I'm warning you. If you don't leave me alone...
What'll you do? Scream?
Huh?
Yeah. It shoots.
Now, the restaurant's full of people.
There's nothing safer than a crowd. You ought to know that, Duke.
Yeah.
When you and the boys stuck up that mail truck, there was a big crowd all around. Didn't keep you from getting the money, did it?
Oh, now listen. You got me all wrong.
It won't keep me from pulling the trigger.
I've got my identification card. Look, if you give me until tomorrow... I'll get you my birth certificate.
Why the double cross, Duke?
What's the use?
Is it because you heard some stories about me and Flip Morgan?
I never even heard it.
They're not true. I said I'd wait for you, and I've been waiting. I don't care what anybody's been telling you. I've been on the level with you.
Sure, I believe everything you say.
Oh, Duke.
do, but let's keep it strictly impersonal.
Okay, I can wait until we're alone. Listen, Duke, I got an idea. That 200 grand, if you don't want to split it with the gang...
Why, Trixie. By the way, that's your name, isn't it?
You'd rather be a clown, huh? Maybe we better go now.
Where to?
Your apartment, the one I never saw.
Are you serious?
You don't hear me laughing, do you?
But I can't leave now. Hilda wouldn't understand.
Duke, did you ever see such a cute little gun?
A few minutes ago.
It disappears in the palm of my hand, see?
Trixie.
Are you ready?
No, and I'm not willing either.
I'll overlook it, Duke. As long as you're able. All right, Duke. Stop fumbling and open the door.
I can't help it, Trixie. I'm thinking of Hilda. When she finds me,
gone. The door, sweetheart.
Careful how you poke that gun in my back.
Get in there, Duke.
All right. You don't have to be so impatient. Hey, what's happened to my apartment?
We gave it a thorough cleaning, pal.
Huh? Who are you?
Come in, Duke. Come in and stop kidding.
Now, look. You've made a mistake. Give me a chance, will you?
Yeah. Did you have to coax him much, Trixie?
A little. He was pretty unreasonable, Flip.
Oh, it's too bad. What's the matter, Duke? Don't you want to meet your old friends again?
I never saw you before in my life. I've never been to prison, and I've never been in any holdup.
His memory's still bad, Trixie.
It's awful.
We might have to give him a treatment, huh? Remember the boys, Duke?
Good grief. What can I do to make you understand?
That's Tom, and that's Knuckles, and that's the Bruiser. Yeah. They're all waiting to put their hands on you.
I'm not Duke Masters.
Yeah, sure, I know. You're Peter Woods. You're even listed in the phone book. Nice going, Duke. You took this apartment and hid the dough, then you took the rap, but not for us. Now, where is it?
I give up.
200 grand. It's in one of these rooms. Now, you go and make an X on the spot.
You've searched, haven't you? You didn't find any money.
Well, maybe we're not as smart as you are.
You pull the place apart.
You're next, pal.
What can I do? Just because I happen to look like some guy who's double-crossing...
I'll give you a break. Tell us where you stacked the dough and we'll cut you in. We'll let bygones be bygones.
You can't let something be that never existed.
Oh, you become a philosopher, too, huh? You do great things at Leavenworth these days. Sit down, Duke.
What for?
We're going to give you something to think about. Come on, Trixie. The boys want to be left alone.
Listen, Flip, don't you think...
There's nothing to worry about, sweetheart. They're going to see how many times they can bounce the punching bag off the wall. Before the egg is out of it.
Don't move, honey.
Don't move, she says. As if I could.
Oh, if I could only get my hands on the men who did this to you.
It's no use, Hilda. I'll have to leave town.
Oh, Pete, how could they have beaten you up like this? Your face.
Sorry about that, lady.
Huh?
I'm not Duke Masters.
No, Mr. Woods. I am.
You? Why,
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I know how you feel. It's tough. You got born with the wrong face.
But it's not only the face.
You're not human, Duke.
Okay. Maybe you'll change your mind when I pay you off.
What? You mean you're going to... After all you've done to me already?
I promised you $5,000, didn't I?
What? Hilda!
I know, Pete. That's Steve Jackson.
Yeah. I hope you'll excuse the masquerade. It had to be done that way.
Are you trying to make us understand?
I don't want you to consider me a bad guy, lady. When I got expelled from Leavenworth last week, I never thought my luck was going to change, but it did.
So did mine.
A couple of days ago, I spotted Marty Green going into a pool room on West 52nd Street. I found out he works there. It was always a second story mug.
You ought to know your friends, Duke.
Yeah, I know them. Well, yesterday was my big day. I was walking along Madison Avenue when who should I see coming out of an office building? You, Pete. So I followed you all day, my head spinning with ideas.
Too bad it didn't spin
right
off.
Shut up, lady, and let me talk to my lawyer.
I'm not your lawyer, Duke.
Don't kid yourself. You're either my lawyer or you're going to be my corpse.
Well, that doesn't give me much choice, does it?
Doesn't give you any. Would you like to know how I got your name?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
The doorman of this house gave it to me. I walked in and he says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Woods." What was I going to do?
Well,
I did it. I went right to a phone book and looked up Mr. Woods at this address until I found one with a Peter in front. That was you, pal.
Duke, you're almost as smart as the devil.
Smarter, Cookie. I get what I go after.
But what do you want? You got $200,000.
No, Pete.
What?
I had it. Sold it away in a little cabana I own at the beach, my own private get away from it all place. Nobody knew, not even Trixie.
Were you planning to keep it all for yourself?
I wasn't telling them where to find it, not until I got out of stir. I was taking no chances. Not much I wasn't.
What do you mean?
A couple of months ago, Trixie wrote me about tough times. What was I going to do, let her go hungry? So I told her to take a few grand and keep a trap shut about the rest, but she took the pile. And she never wrote again.
Naturally, she's been too busy flipping with Morgan.
She's double-crossing him, too.
All right, you don't have to get mad at me.
I wasn't sure of it until tonight. Flip Morgan hasn't seen a dime of that 200 grand.
How do you know?
Take a look at your face in the mirror.
Oh, you mean...
You get the idea.
I see. Well, Duke, as your lawyer, my advice
get
to you is
feet,
to go to...
Pete.
No, look, Duke, I was only kidding.
Get him up, lady. He's got a lot of work to do.
Not for you, he hasn't. You go and get yourself beaten up for a change.
We gonna have an argument?
There's no shortage of guns, is there?
We're going over to Trixie's apartment. She lives in a rooming house on West 49th Street.
What are we going to do there?
Not we, Cookie, him. He's gonna persuade Trixie to part with 200 grand.
Oh, no. I've had enough of that woman to last me for a lifetime.
Oh, now, Pete, don't irritate me. You'll lose a good client.
You don't say. That ought to kill me for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, here's the key, Pete.
Don't we knock first?
Oh, you'll never get to first base with Trixie, being formal.
But suppose
that's
she's...
That's her tough luck. Go ahead.
All right. But tell that gun to be gentleman with his spine. I gotta live with it.
Duke, why don't you go in there? You're not afraid of Trixie, are you?
Not if she's alone, chicken.
Oh, so Pete's going to find out.
Back in Leavenworth, we used to call that strategy.
Pete?
It's no use, Hilda. Well, here I come again, fellas. Trixie!
Pete, Duke, we
put
can't
on
let
your him... old brass knuckles with the corkscrew buckles, and then we'll have a little... Holy smoke. Duke, Hilda!
What's the matter, Pete?
Flip Morgan.
Is he dead?
Nobody could look like that and be alive. He was shot. Say, Duke, did you know about this? What do you... Well, hey, don't lock us in here! Well, what do you know? He did. I'm sorry, Hilda. I can't get it up.
Oh, dear. Of all the windows to be stuck, it has to be the fire escape window. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Those guys knocked me senseless.
But I do. We can stick our heads out of the other window and yell.
Honey, have you gone berserk?
We've got to get out of here.
Sure, but don't call for help. There's a dead body in this room. How are we going to explain it?
There's no law against telling the truth, Pete.
Who's going to believe us?
Pete.
Shh. There may be Duke coming back.
What are you going to do with that chair?
Come on, quick. Behind that door.
Hey, you two.
Trixie.
Put on that chair, Duke. No, while you're still behind the door.
Okay, you can close it now. But how did you know we were...
Look over there.
Oh. I guess there's nothing like a well-placed mirror, is it?
But, Pete, darling, there certainly is.
What? Hilda, what are you talking about?
A well-placed bullet. Have you forgotten? You know, in that corner.
Flip.
Never again, Trixie. Flip has flopped.
You killed him, Duke. You and the dame.
No, wait a minute.
Let her rave, Pete.
You sent me a phony telegram to get me out of here. Said you had something to talk to me about. I thought you wanted to make up.
How did you get around Flip?
He didn't see the wire. I read it in the hall. I told him I had... Hey, since when do I have to answer your questions?
Where's the telegram, Trixie?
I threw it away. I wasn't going to keep any messages from you to me.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was on the level, Duke. I was ready to go back to you any time you wanted me. But you don't want me. You killed Flip and you were waiting behind that door to brain me with a chair.
We thought you were Duke. He was here.
Sure. You're still Peter Woods. You'll kill us one at a time and then you've got 200 grand and no partners. Well, it's not working, Duke. Not this trip.
Duke says you have the money. Did you hear what I said?
I'm not even listening.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm calling the cops. You're through, Duke.
All right. Call them. Let's sit down, Hilda.
I don't mind. It'll be a pleasure to see a blue uniform.
No, never mind, operator.
What's the matter, Trixie? Cold feet?
Duke, how was Flip Morgan killed?
He was shot. Right through the heart.
You know, Trixie. Don't you, dear?
And you were gonna let me... You didn't even try to... Hey, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, Trixie.
No.
I guess she means no, Pete.
Yes. Well, let's call the police. They always like to be told when the murder's been committed.
Money ball inside pocket.
Marty. Marty.
Hiya, Trixie. I hear they gave Duke a facial. Did he come through?
I've got to talk to you, Marty. Let's go someplace.
Sure. How about the office here? It's built solid.
All right.
Hey, how come you're here alone? Where's Flip?
In my apartment.
The Duke, too?
No.
Who figured Duke would turn out to be a rat? The most honest guy in the mob. The guy that took the rap for all of us.
He's dead, Marty.
What's that? Who's dead?
Flip.
Oh, you're kidding, Trixie.
Then go see for yourself. Flip's in my apartment with a bullet in his chest.
So that's how Duke's going to hold on to the dog.
He would have killed me, too, but I wasn't there. Listen, Marty, we made a big mistake tonight. That man we thought was Duke Masters...
What do you mean, thought?
He isn't.
What? Now, don't tell me, Trixie. I seen him with my own eyes.
You saw, I saw, but we were wrong. Duke's around somewhere watching us.
Well, what's the deal, Trixie?
The what?
Deal, the deal. You got any special reason for wanting us to think double?
Marty, don't be a dope. I'm telling you, we haven't seen Duke yet. Flip saw him and he's dead. Would I tip you off if I was working with Duke?
Yeah, you wouldn't, would you? But what makes you so sure about the other guy?
When I came back to my apartment, he was there with his girlfriend. Then I saw Flip and I started to call the cops. Marty, he told me to go ahead. He didn't try to stop me.
Hi.
Duke!
Yeah. What's the matter, Trixie? Aren't you glad to see me?
Yes, sure, Duke.
Well, you might show it. Take a walk, Marty.
Anything you say, Duke. It's good to see you again.
Don't go too far.
I'll be here all night, Duke. That's the kind of a job I got.
And don't send for any help. The boys are all downtown being questioned by the police about Flip Morgan.
But, Duke, I wasn't going to do nothing like that.
Yeah. It's amazing what protection a nickel will get you. Go on, beat it. Well, Trixie.
Duke, what are you going to do?
Oh, no, don't rush me, Cookie. I got a lot of looking to do first. Yeah. You're still a knockout.
Oh, Duke. I've been waiting for you.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what it was like, not knowing whether you'd be locked up for 2 years or 5 years. There were nights I couldn't sleep.
I'll bet.
I never dreamed you'd be out in a year and a half. Oh, Duke, darling. Hold me close.
Like this?
Closer. I want you to hurt me.
Is that how Flip used to do it?
Flip, what's the idea, Duke?
You tell me. I'm the guy who wants to know.
You're crazy, stir crazy. Like every man who goes to prison, all you can see is a woman cheating, lying, dancing around with other men.
Oh, I said nothing about other men, chicken. I only named one.
Well, suppose I did let him buy me a few meals. Did you leave me any money to live on? Didn't even answer my letter a couple of months ago.
Didn't I?
I begged you to let me know where you'd hidden the 200 grand. I promised I wouldn't take any more than I needed. Why didn't you answer my letter?
That cabana at the beach, Trixie. Nice place, huh?
Cabana? What are you talking about?
You must have thought it was beautiful when you found the dough there.
Duke!
I answered your letter, baby. I told you where to look. I told you what to do. But you had ideas of your own. Finders, keepers. Why do a split when you can dance on a dime?
Duke, I didn't know. You never told me about a cabana.
I took the rap and kept my mouth shut. But you were going to close it for good. You knew what the mob would do if I didn't come up with the dough. So you waited and played dumb. I didn't have long to live, did I?
Duke, listen to me.
I get knocked off for being a double-crosser. And you inherit 200 grand, free and clear. Nobody knows. Okay, Trixie, I know. Now, where's the dough?
I never saw it. I never got your letter.
I'm not asking for comedy lines, Trixie.
But I tell you, Hey, what are you trying to do? How do I know you wrote a letter? Because you say so? Well, I say I never got one.
Okay. Okay, from now on, the proceedings will settle down to a nice, quiet, round-table discussion. Let me see your palm, Trixie.
What for?
I want to read it. I want to find out if you have a future.
Okay, buddy, you take table six. Table six, ready?
Hello, Marty. Remember us?
Huh? Sure. Gee, Mr. Woods, I'm sorry we topped you for skull and bones, but you know, an honest mistake.
That's quite all right now, Marty. As long as Pete can be himself again.
We ain't going to bother him no more, lady. What brings you here? Want to shoot some pool?
We're looking for Trixie.
Oh, you're out of luck.
Isn't she here?
I left her and the Duke in the office about an hour ago. You know, long time no see.
Are they still in there?
What do you think?
Come on, Hilda.
Hey, wait a minute. You'd better leave him alone, Mr. Woods. The Duke gets awful mad.
He won't hit me, Marty. It'd be almost like hitting himself.
Now, take my advice and be smart. Now, don't... I'll try to stop him, Duke, but they...
Save your breath, Marty. You're talking into a vacuum.
Pete.
Yeah. Strangled with a piece of cord.
Holy smoke.
Close that door, Marty.
Sure, sure. We don't want no riot.
Marty, you said the Duke was in here, too.
Well, I didn't see him go out.
If he had gone out, would you have seen him?
Well, sure. I was out front all the time, near the door, where the counter is.
Well, then, how did he get out of here?
How? That's an open window, ain't it? Wide open.
You mean Duke jumped out of there?
Well, he didn't have to jump, lady. This is the second floor. He could have dropped down. It's only about 12 feet.
Is it?
No, I can drop down from that window myself.
You work here nights, don't you?
Yeah, so what?
Take a look out that window. Something's been happening next door.
Next door? There's an open lot.
There was, Marty. Now there's a great big hole in it, about 30 feet.
What?
For the foundation of a new building.
30 feet?
Mm-hmm. Steam shovels work during the day. You see Duke's body down there?
Oh, I didn't see nothing. It's too dark.
If Duke went out that window, he should still be down there. Want to take a trip?
Not with you, mister.
Pete!
Don't be alarmed, Hilda. I've been facing guns all night. How's it feel to be rich, Marty?
Great. And I'm going to stay rich, see? That 200 grand is mine. I worked for it.
One holdup and two murders.
So what? Duke's going to take the rap. It's no secret he used to be nuts about Trixie. It's no secret she was double-crossing him with Flip.
Marty, how'd you get the money?
I watched the mails at Trixie's house. I don't trust nobody.
You watched the mails?
For almost a year and a half. Trixie lived in a rooming house. The mail used to be left on the table in the front hall.
And then, one day, a couple of months ago...
Yeah, the payoff. A letter that told where Duke hid the dough. And it said, don't tell the mob. I was in.
You're smart, Marty.
Yeah, but who are you going to tell it to?
Marty, hasn't anybody told you that shooting makes a lot of noise?
I got that figured out, too. Turn on that radio, pal, loud.
Oh, hey,
different now, Marty. You just learned one thing. Never take your eyes off a moving target. Drop that gun. Drop it, or I'll twist your arm out of shape. Now, you weasel.
Why, Pete, you knocked him out with one punch.
Let me catch my breath. Phew. You're a bright girl, Hilda. You took an awful chance screaming that way.
I had to, darling. It was now or never. And I figured if it had to be never, why not now?
Oh, no, don't faint now. Hilda, I need you. Hilda! Hilda.
And so closes tonight's Crime Club story, Death Never Doubles. Stedman Coles wrote the radio script. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Tonight's cast included Chet Stratton as Peter Woods, Larry Haynes as Duke Masters, Julie Stevens was Trixie, Arthur Vinton played Flip Morgan, Phil Kramer was Marty, and Charlotte Lawrence was heard as Hilda Ryan. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I am the librarian. Yes, come over a week from tonight. Good. We have the very unusual story of a flight into fancy that took off from murder. It's called Death at 7:10 by H.F.S. Moore. In the meantime? Well, in the meantime, there is a new Crime Club book available this week and every week at bookstores everywhere. Yes, it's available now. Fine. And we'll look for you next week.
This program came from New York. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Broadcasting System presents...
Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Cupid can be deadly. Yes, we have that story for you. Come right over. Ah, you're here. Good. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The manuscript is on this shelf. Here it is. Cupid Can Be Deadly. The very unusual story of a dream that was made of the stuff that killed. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. The house in the hills of Westchester was big and rambling, like a medieval castle. And it was owned by the beautiful and temperamental Linda Barry, the celebrated actress. It was late Saturday night, and Paul Palmer, a Broadway columnist and one of the weekend guests, came quickly down the stairs. And as he made the right angle turn toward the library, he met Professor Caldwell, a psychologist, and another one of the guests.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Palmer. I didn't hear you coming.
I walk on my toes. Have you seen Toby?
Toby?
Miss Randolph.
Oh, yes. No, I haven't seen her in quite a while.
Where can that girl be?
Have you looked in her room?
Just now.
Well, I'm going out for a drive with Sam Winslow.
That phony private detective?
I'll look around outside if I should see Miss
Randolph. Yeah, tell her about me.
Well, of course. In the meantime, you might ask Miss Barry.
Where is she?
In the library. Now, if you don't mind.
I don't.
Well, thank you. I asked Mr. Winslow to be ready in 10 minutes. It's almost that now. Well, good luck, Mr. Palmer.
Why don't I stay home for a change?
Paul.
Linda, have you seen...
Yes?
What's the idea of the gun?
You'll find out.
Ah, the lady's mad.
You've got no idea how mad, honey.
You're sizzling.
Don't be clever.
I can't help it. Give me the gun.
No.
Give it to me. You can sizzle without it.
You had no right to do that, Paul.
Oh, it's done. Shall we go before an arbitration board?
You keyhole peeper.
Oh. Oh, a big one from a column. Linda Barry slaps a guest in her own house. And who was that guest? Your Broadway reporter.
That ought to make me the toast of the world. You can go home now, anytime you want.
Wait a minute.
I haven't got time.
We'll give it to you. Who was going to get that bullet?
Take your hand off that door, Paul.
Was it going to be your manager and half a heartthrob, Wally Brooks?
Paul?
Ah, then it was for the other half a heartthrob, Sam Winslow.
No.
You'll have to suck me again, honey. You're not leaving this room until... Oh, the lady's smiling.
Oh, you're such a fool.
Don't tell the guys in the other papers.
That bullet was for your girlfriend, Toby Randolph.
It's no use trying to talk me out of it, Wally. I'm going to get away from this place as soon as I can find Paul.
All right, Toby, you want to go, you can go, but why?
I don't like it here.
Meaning me?
No.
The house?
No.
Professor Caldwell's been lecturing you about the mine.
He doesn't bother me, Wally.
Then it must be on account of Sam Winslow.
Well...
That no good four-flutcher,
he's not the reason, Wally.
Oh?
I can handle him.
Say, you're not running away from Linda, are you?
I am.
But why?
I don't like the way she creeps up on me. That's too bad, honey.
Huh?
See what I mean? Walking in the garden, arm in arm, for a rosy picture.
What's this all about, Linda?
I'll bet you couldn't find such a beautiful setting anywhere. Even the moon is perfect tonight.
What on earth are you talking about?
Excuse me, Wally. I'm not sticking around to find
you're
out.
You're sticking around, Toby.
Hey!
And you're going to find out how I really feel about you.
Let go of my hair!
Linda!
You're not going to leave this place alive!
Let go of her, Linda!
You take out of this, Wally! Oh, get her out of my hair! She's killing me!
I said let go of her, Linda!
Ow!
Let go!
You're breaking my fingers!
Oh. I'll break them, Linda, if you don't get your hands off.
All right. Let go of me.
Now!
Thanks, Wally. Now I'll give her a sample of my brand.
No, you don't.
But she got me from behind.
I don't care how she got you. But I want to know why. Well, Linda, why?
Nobody's making a fool out of me.
Nobody has to. What's that?
That's enough.
Just let me get at her. I'll show her how to pull hair.
Stop it! That goes for both of you.
Listen, Wally, anytime we need a referee...
Shut up, Toby. And stand over by that tree.
What about her?
I'll take care of her. All right, Linda. How was Toby making a fool out of you?
She wouldn't leave you alone.
What?
From the minute she got here with Paul, she's been trying to get her claws into you. And you let
her. Are you nuts?
You didn't do a thing to stop her. I've been watching you. Both of you.
You are nuts.
It took you a long time to find out, Wally.
Shut up, Toby. Stay that way until I got this thing settled. Now, Linda, since when do I have to sign the book every time I look at another girl?
If you only look.
There's nothing between Toby and me. She's got Paul, and from what I know, she's completely satisfied. Am I right, Toby?
You're right.
Yeah. But you are not completely satisfied with me, Linda, are you?
I never said I was.
Well, you never had to. We've been engaged for exactly 1 year. How many proteges have you had in that year?
Don't be low, dear.
Five. And now it's that cheap chiseling Sam Winslow, a private detective, the worst of the lot.
I like to help people.
Sure, but why are they always men?
Coincidence.
Oh, cut it out, will you? You're not talking to someone behind a bib.
Darling... I didn't know you were jealous.
I'm not. I've never said a thing to you.
Third party here. Can we wait?
No, I don't care who's listening. I'm fed up and I'm...
Yes?
Yes, and you can get yourself another manager, too. The less I see of you, the better.
You're raving.
We'll see about that. Come on, Toby. Let's find Paul and get out of here.
I'm on our way.
Just a minute, Wally. You're not walking out on me.
Save your breath.
I said you're not, dear.
Listen.
When there's any air to be given, I give it. And, Wally, I'm not giving you the air yet.
You don't seem to get the idea, Linda.
I happen to like you, darling. Enough to marry you tomorrow. You either marry me tomorrow or you go to prison.
What's that?
I'll repeat it for you. Slowly.
What have you got up your sleeve?
The ace of trumps, and it's been there for a long time.
Okay. Show it.
You're a thief, Wally.
What?
And I'm the only one who can keep you out of jail.
You'd better start explaining, Linda.
All right. If you don't mind the crowd.
Well, let Toby hear it.
You've been forging my name to checks.
Have I?
$70,000 worth. You know my signature, and you've been doing a perfect job.
Where are those checks?
You'll see them in court.
I see them now.
Hey.
Where are they, Linda?
Oh, stop it. You're twisting my arm.
Come on, baby. Produce.
You'll never get them, Wally. You could kill me, but you'll never get those checks.
Well, it's about time, Professor. What kept you?
I didn't realize you were waiting, Mr. Winslow.
You said 10 minutes, didn't we? I've been sitting in this car for 20.
I'm sorry, but I met Mr. Palmer and... He was agitated about the disappearance of his lady friend, so I thought...
Tried some psychology,
well, not quite. I looked around for her just to be helpful.
You're the type, aren't you?
Well...
Yeah. Okay, let's go for that drive.
Mr. Winslow, would you mind if we didn't?
What's the idea?
It's rather late, and I can talk to you here just as well.
Okay.
It's about... Well, I think you know.
Me and Linda?
Yes.
You don't approve?
Miss Barry is my patient. Her welfare is my concern.
I'm not good for it, huh?
I think you ought to leave at once. I'm sorry. I was only trying to relieve a delicate situation. Miss Barry and Mr. Brooks are engaged to be married.
I read that in Paul Palmer's column a year ago.
They should be married, Mr. Winslow. But as long as you're in the picture...
Stop right there, pal. If Linda wants to wash me out, she can do it any time.
Well...
The fact is, she wants me in. So that's where I stay.
Would you marry her? You won't. You don't love her.
No, I'm not exactly indifferent to her charms, Professor.
She has a lot of money.
Now, you catch on fast, don't you?
Suppose I were to tell her that.
You want to live, don't you?
Mr. Winslow, are you...
You want to go right on psychologizing dames for big fat fees? You can't do that when you're dead.
You're not threatening me, young man. I know Miss Barry has given you money. And I know that she's made you the beneficiary of one of her largest life insurance policies.
You know a lot, pal.
I also know that you've been poisoning her mind against Mr. Brooks. But you'll never get another chance. When I get through telling Miss Barry the truth about you...
Nice speech, Professor. Now take a deep breath.
What?
Hold it. Hold it. It might have to last you a lifetime.
Here's your room, Toby. Good night. I'll see you in the morning.
Paul, I don't know why I listened to you. After what Linda said and did to me tonight...
She's a crackpot, but she's loaded with material. At least two columns out of one weekend.
All right. But I don't like the idea of sleeping in her house.
Good night, sweetheart. Pleasant dreams.
Who's there?
It's me, Paul. Let me in.
What's the matter, Toby?
Don't ask me now. Just let me in.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm getting my bathrobe.
Won't you please hurry?
I'm doing the best I can. Even getting into a bathrobe takes time. All right.
Oh, Paul, darling.
What's the matter?
I had the most awful dream.
What?
I dreamed I was Cupid riding a black horse.
Toby, do you realize it's only 5 o'clock in the morning?
I couldn't sleep a wink after that. Every time I closed my eyes, there was that black horse and Linda.
Oh, my aching life.
It was terrible. I was sitting on the horse and I kept shooting arrows into her heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Poisoned arrows. Every time I took one out of the quiver, I dipped it into a bottle of cyanide that was tied around the horse's neck.
Go back to bed, sugar. What you need is some sleep.
But I can't.
Darling.
Oh, you've got to help me. Let's go down to the living room.
But, honey, why?
That's where the dream took place.
You expect to find a black horse down there?
I don't know what I expect to find. But if you don't come with me...
Get that look out of your eyes, Angel.
Paul, I'm desperate. I've never been so upset before.
Now, take my arm, Cupid. We're off to catch a dream.
I wouldn't bother you ordinarily.
Sometimes I wish you would. Hunting we will go. Hunting we will go. Watch your step, the stairs.
Thanks. If I could only be as calm as you.
My arm would feel fine.
Hmm?
You're digging your nails into it, and it's not even responsible for your dream.
I'm sorry.
I'll bet you are.
But I am.
You never liked this arm anyway. Now, tell me the truth.
Paul, that light.
Where?
Under the living room door.
Okay. So you're crazy about my arm. Stay here.
Oh.
Do you want to get knocked down by a horse?
Going with you.
Good Lord.
Linda, on the floor, with an arrow in her chest. I killed her, Paul. Don't try to tell me I didn't.
You didn't.
Oh, what's the use? You'd say anything to make me feel good.
Now, listen, honey.
I'm a killer, and no amount of coaxing is going to convince me that I'm not.
But dreams don't make murderers.
How do you know I was dreaming?
You said so.
Maybe that's what I thought, but actually... Goodbye, Paul. It's been nice knowing you.
Where are you going?
The police will have to know about this, and I'm going to phone them.
No, you're not. Put it down, Toby.
I've got to give myself up.
Okay, then I'll put it down.
Oh.
Sorry. Your hand was in the way. Now, you'll do me one favor. Don't tell anyone about your dream.
We're going to have the police in on this, aren't we?
Sure, but not until I've got you straightened out. Come on.
Where?
Out for a walk. Let somebody else
find... Good morning.
Huh? Ah, Professor Caldwell.
Up bright and early, aren't we? I always say there's nothing like the country air to... Good heavens. Behind you, Miss Barry.
We found her that way.
An arrow in her chest. Her pulse... Mr. Palmer, do you realize she's been murdered?
I'm beginning to.
Who did this?
We don't know.
I did, Professor.
Toby, you, Miss Randolph.
You'd better send for the police. I'll tell them everything.
Well, as long as you've gone this far, why not tell it to Professor Caldwell? He's a psychologist.
Is this a problem in psychology?
She had a dream.
It was more than that, Paul. I saw the whole thing. the living room, Linda, and I was shooting arrows into her heart.
But you were riding on a black horse. Professor, do you see a black horse in this room?
Very, very interesting.
She was also dressed up as Cupid.
She was?
Forget it.
Miss Randolph, you had a dream in which you saw yourself as Cupid murdering Miss Barry?
So I thought.
But there was no romantic conflict between you and Miss Barry?
Who said there wasn't?
Toby, for Pete's sake.
Let her talk, Mr. Palmer.
She'll hang herself.
We'll see about that. Go on, Miss Randolph.
Last night, Linda accused me of trying to take Wally Brooks away from her. We had a hair-pulling match.
Amazing. The most unusual dream coincidence I've ever heard of.
Professor!
Now, don't be alarmed, Mr. Palmer. This young lady is quite innocent.
You mean it couldn't have happened as I told it?
Certainly not. You're not Cupid and there's no horse. But...
Yes?
Well, on the other hand, Miss Barry is dead. There is an arrow through her heart. This young lady is quite innocent.
You mean it couldn't have happened as I told it?
Certainly not. You're not Cupid and there's no horse. But...
Yes?
Well, on the other hand, Miss Barry is dead. There is an arrow through her heart. That can only mean that if you're guilty, Miss Randolph, then you must be a somnambulist.
Oh, good Lord.
What now, Toby?
Paul, as a child, I used to walk in my sleep regularly.
You don't care what you do to yourself. Listen, Professor, I've got an idea.
I'm afraid we need one, Mr. Palmer.
If you hypnotized Toby, we could really find out what she did last night, couldn't we?
We could.
All right. Then hypnotize. Sit down, Toby. We're going to work.
But, Paul, I told
you... I want to know the truth. And I've got it.
You mean I don't have to be hypnotized?
No. All you've got to do is remember what happened after Linda pulled your hair last night.
She...
What you told me just before you went to your room.
Wally said he was through, and she... Of course.
She accused Wally of forging her name to checks.
Mr. Palmer, do you realize what you're saying?
I'm saying what Toby said Linda said. And she was there. Come on. We'll ask Wally.
Don't knock yourselves out, kiddies.
Sam.
Yeah. I'll bet she never expected to die that way off stage.
How long have you been here, Sam?
Not long enough to embarrass anybody. Why?
What made you come down? It's only 6 o'clock.
I get restless sometimes. Why?
You've got a reputation for waking up with a dinner bell.
Oh, you think it was me, huh?
It could have been, Mr. Winslow.
Oh, we're going to hear from the professor.
Mr. Palmer, this man is the beneficiary of a $50,000 insurance policy taken out by Miss Barry.
Well, I'll be...
Not anymore, Toby. Okay, Sam, you tell me.
I had influence with the babe. I was her type.
That's not telling me, pal.
She hired me to find out where a dough was going. Checks she didn't remember signing. Then she took a shine to me. What was I going to do?
Now, listen,
that's
Sam.
Exactly what I did. After I found out who was signing those checks with Linda's Johanna Hancock. It was her boyfriend, Wally Brooks.
I know all about that.
Great. Now, here's something you don't know. Where's Wally?
What?
His room's next to mine. I heard him going out about 10 minutes ago. That's what woke me up.
That's ridiculous. Mr. Brooks has a car in the garage, and we heard no car.
There it is, Professor. Well, what do you say, Paul?
They'll send for the police. They know all the answers. Oh, well, how about some breakfast, Toby?
No, thanks, Paul.
It'll be an hour before we hit New York, and I... Oh, look, there's a nice quiet place just around the next intersection. The food's good.
I don't feel like eating, Paul.
What's the matter with you?
Why didn't you let me tell the police about my dream?
Oh, it's that dream again.
I killed Linda.
Listen, honey, the police know how to analyze a crime, and they suspect Wally.
Just because he disappeared.
He didn't take a thing that belonged to him, not even his socks.
It doesn't prove he's a murderer.
He's been forging Linda's name to checks, and she found him out.
He wouldn't have killed her for that. She was ready to marry
him.
Now,
listen, honey.
I won't. Wally's not a killer. And I don't believe he was ever a thief.
But the police found the checks.
Oh, what's the use? You've made up your mind to cheat the law, and you don't care who dies, as long as it isn't me.
You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm going to prove it once and for all.
If you only could.
We'll turn around, and then we'll hit right for police headquarters.
Why?
In your dream, Cupid was dipping the arrows into a bottle of cyanide.
Yes?
So far, there's been no mention of cyanide by the police or the coroner. I'm going to insist on a lab test of the arrow point.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But while that's being done, Angel, you keep your mouth shut about that dream. Understand?
That's a very unusual request, Mr. Palmer.
I'm an unusual guy, Captain.
Yeah?
You read my column?
Sometimes.
And you want to know how I work.
I do a thorough job on everything and everybody.
Yeah?
Captain, it wouldn't take much of your time to do a lab test on that arrow. Please.
Why should you be interested, Miss Randolph?
Well, you see...
Frankly, I don't.
Paul, I'm going to tell him.
Toby.
I can't live with it anymore. I've got to talk.
You've done too much already. Let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. She's got to talk, and I'm here to listen. Go ahead, lady.
I think I killed Linda Barry.
Uh-huh.
Paul and Professor Caldwell have been trying to tell me I couldn't have done it. But I know differently.
Sure. Here's a pencil and some paper. You write it down.
Nothing doing, Captain.
Now, you stay out of this, Mr. Palmer.
But you don't understand. You can't take a confession from her.
You wait outside.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why don't you listen?
Outside, mister.
All right. But you'll never convict her. She claims there was cyanide on the tip of the arrow.
There was.
What?
Here's the coroner's report. You want to read it?
Good Lord, but she only dreamed about it.
Now, listen, you. If you make one more attempt to influence this lady,
I've got to use that phone.
Are you getting out of here?
Yes, yes, but let me call Professor Caldwell, the psychologist. He's an expert on dreams.
Call him from the other room.
Okay, but hold up that confession until he gets here, will you?
The other room, mister. Now, here's the door.
Thanks for the assist, Captain. I never would have made it without your help. Hurry up, hurry up.
Hello?
Now, Professor Caldwell.
Yes?
This is Paul Palmer.
Oh, Mr. Palmer, I'm so glad you phoned. How soon can you get here?
No, I can't. I want you
but
to...
But you must. Mr. Brooks came in a few minutes ago.
What?
And without a word of warning, he began to beat up Mr. Winslow. If you don't get out here as soon as you can, there'll be another murder in this house.
Wally? He came back?
Please, Mr. Palmer, as soon as you can.
It'll take me at least 15 minutes.
That won't do any good.
It'll have to. Now, listen, Professor. Don't let Wally get away. I wanted to meet a certain captain of the police with a first-hand story of why he disappeared.
Is that you, Mr. Palmer?
It's me, Professor. Where's Wally?
You said you'd be here in 15 minutes. It's more than half an hour since you called.
I had a flat. Where's Wally Brooks?
We took him up to his room about a half an hour ago.
You took him up?
It means we dragged him up.
Sam, what are you doing on your feet? But, Professor, you told me...
It was phenomenal, Mr. Palmer. I went back to the living room after I spoke to you, and there was... I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I was standing, and Wally wasn't.
But I thought that
So it seemed, pal. He took me by surprise, but all I had to get over was one punch. And when that was settled...
Okay, let's go up and have a talk with him.
If he's conscious.
Sam, don't flatter yourself. You don't hit that hard.
My pal.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh.
Professor... Would you say that Sam is human?
Definitely not. A species of two-legged animal. If I had my way,
I'd... Which you haven't.
Okay, we'll settle this later. Listen, Wally...
Hey, what do you know? The guy came too.
Not so as you can notice it.
Well, we left him on the bed. If he didn't come too, how'd he get in that chair?
Come here, Professor.
What seems to be wrong, Mr. Palmer?
Check him. I've got an idea. He's dead.
Dead? Mr. Winslow...
Now, don't look at me. I couldn't have killed him with one punch. I don't hit that hard.
He is dead, Mr. Palmer.
Now, wait a minute.
Shut up, Sam.
How can a guy tell without a stethoscope?
Mr. Brooks has no pulse, and there's no action in his heart that I can hear.
Let's call a doctor.
I am a doctor, Mr. Winslow. My specialty happens to be psychology, but that doesn't mean that
Never mind that, Professor. I know what killed Wally.
What's that?
Poison. From this tiny bottle.
Bottle? But I don't see
it. He's clutching it in his hand, and he's got a grip on it I can't break.
Leave him alone, pal. The guy committed suicide. I want the cops to find that bottle in his hand.
But I've got to know whether it contains cyanide. Come on, Professor. You should know how to flex muscles.
I'm afraid it would be impossible in this case, Mr. Palmer.
Why?
Obviously, rigor mortis has set in.
I'm not giving up. If that bottle contains cyanide, then... What'd you say, Professor?
Rigor mortis, Mr. Palmer. The rigidity of the muscles that occurs after death.
Yeah. Sam, close that door.
What's the idea?
Close it. I want to ask the professor a few questions with no way out.
Okay. You've got me guessing, pal.
Mr. Palmer, what is the meaning of this?
I'll let you know, Professor. Sam, get on that phone. Call the Medical Society of New York.
What?
Don't look so dumb. Ask them if they got a member by the name of Professor Caldwell. What's your name, Professor?
You're very clever, Mr. Palmer.
It's about time. But it didn't take you long to get that gun out of your pocket, did it?
Does it matter?
Why did you kill Linda?
She made a startling discovery.
The checks were forged?
They weren't forged, Mr. Palmer.
Now, look. Oh, no. No, I see what you mean. She signed them herself while she was under your influence.
Hey, what goes with this guy?
An electric chair, Sam. He's a phony psychologist, and Linda was one of his patients. Each time she came to his office, he got her just in the right mood to be hypnotized. Then he'd tell her to write a check and sign it.
They were all made out to cash, weren't they, Professor?
Of course. And she cashed them for me while she was in that right mood.
But why did you kill her?
I told you.
Can't you figure it out, pal? She accused Wally. I suppose she had the guy arrested. You think DAs are dumb?
No.
They investigate everybody. And what do they find out? This guy's a phony doctor. Yeah. Remind me to like you the next time we meet.
Thanks.
Now, Professor, about Toby. You hypnotized her, too. And you induced her to have that dream. Why?
The young lady was a perfect subject after her quarrel with Miss Barry.
But how did you get to her? I took her to the door of the room and I saw her go in.
She came out later. The poor child was very disturbed. Naturally, she needed attention.
Dirty hypocrite.
Take it easy, Paul. The gun.
Yeah.
You changed your mind about Toby, Professor, when Wally disappeared. When he came back, you set him up as the perfect suicide.
It's quite simple. Such an easy way out. No trial, no investigation. The suspect committed suicide. Q.E.D.
Q.E.D. Well.
Yeah. So that's why you tried to get rid of me, Professor.
I think I'll go now, gentlemen.
You didn't want a private detective around while you were fixing a murder and a framer.
Goodbye, Mr. Winslow.
You even tried to put the framer on me. You know, Professor, that makes me mad.
Really? Would you like me to put you out of your misery?
I'm standing here by the door, Professor. If you want to get out, you'll have to come through me.
You insist on being a fool, don't you?
No, Professor.
Mr. Palmer.
Present. You shouldn't have forgotten about me, not even for a minute. Bad psychology.
Hold it, Paul. I'll take the gun.
I'll take it, Sam. One more twist. That's all mine. Now, Professor.
I have nothing to say to you, Mr. Palmer.
He doesn't like me, Sam.
Oh, I'm sick about it. You think I ought to kill myself?
You're a hard nut to crack, chum. Okay, you take one arm and I'll take the other. We'll give this guy a lift down to police headquarters that won't be exactly psychological. Hunting we will go. Hunting we will
Paul.
Go. Yeah? Yes, Toby?
How did you decide that Professor Caldwell was the murderer?
He said rigor mortis.
Yes, that's what you told me before, but how did you really decide?
Wally couldn't have been dead more than half an hour. Rigor mortis takes from 6 to 8 hours to set in. Any doctor knows that.
Any real doctor. But what made Wally so rigid?
Hypnotism.
Hmm?
Did you ever see people hypnotized?
Several times, but of course. Their bodies become so rigid they couldn't even be bent.
There you have it.
Thanks, I don't want it.
Death doesn't relax those muscles. They stay that way.
I still don't want it.
Mm, you're hard to please, young lady. What do you want?
Would you really like to know?
Sure.
I want something to eat. I'm hungry.
And so closes tonight's story, Cupid Can Be Deadly. Stedman Coles wrote the radio script. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Sidney Smith played the part of Paul Palmer. Virginia Dwyer was Toby Randolph. Cameron Prudhomme was Professor Caldwell. Helen Shields played Linda Barry. Larry Haynes was Sam Winslow. And Shirling Oliver was heard as Wally Brooks. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is a crime club. I'm the librarian. Next week? I'm sorry, we won't be here next week. No, this is the last program in the current series. Yes, we're sorry too. Well, of course there'll be something here next week. Racket smashers. Yes. At the same time and over most of these same stations. You'll be listening? Fine. I'll tell them to look for you.
This program came from New York. This is the last broadcast in the current Crime Club series. In its place, the Mutual Broadcasting System will present the exciting real-life crime drama, Racket Smashers. Don't fail to tune in at this time next week over most of these stations for the true criminal cases of Racket Smashers. Stay tuned now for another mutual favorite, Quiet Please, which follows in just a moment. This is the world's largest network, serving more than 450 radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This has been a Cryptic County podcast. To check out our other storytelling podcasts like Let's Not Meet and Odd Trails, go to crypticcountypodcasts.com. We'll see you next time.
You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story? That's what ought to happen next.
It did.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.